Tonight, I want to talk about the issue of whether, because of this whole coronavirus situation that's all over the media, the federal government is going to extend the tax filing date for, you know, this tax season, you know, from April 15th. I'm going to give you clear, definitive answers on this issue. No one's going to give you a clear answer like me, okay? If you've not been to Freedom Law School website, I'll show you. You want to check into it, folks. Here is Freedom Law School's website, folks. LiveFreeNow.org. Be sure to check out LiveFreeNow.org. I've been doing this since 1996. 24 years Freedom Law School, been around, discovered the truth about the IRS, lies, fraud, and beat the IRS deep state thieves. So here's Freedom Law School's website. You can get sign up and get your free Freedom Education package now. So with that, folks, I'm going to give you clarity about this whole issue of the tax filing season. Are you going to have to change anything or not? Because you want to make sure you follow the law properly, you don't get in trouble. Okay? So let's go, let's see what's on the news right now first about this issue and what's going on. If you go on the on your search engine, I don't use Google, I use duckduckgo.com. It's a better, more private search engine. Type in 3D IRS delay. IRS delay tax payment deadline. Okay, that's what people are interested to know about. When you do that, well, several stuff that comes up about it. Okay, and the first one is one by CNBC, a mainstream source, right? And you open that link in a new tab. I wanted to tell you, here it is. It says Treasury and IRS to delay tax payment deadline by 90 days. This is, folks, current as of March 17, 2020, when this was published, okay? So what happened is that the Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said Tuesday that taxpayers can delay paying their income taxes on as much as $1 million in taxes owed for up to 90 days, okay? So, and it adds that ordinary individual income taxpayers must submit their 2019 tax returns and pay amounts owed by the IRS by April 15th. However, the question is, whether you're required to file a tax return at all in the first place, and I will answer that for you very clearly in just a moment. Before I get to that issue first, let's go back and let's look online. This other issue that's out there. IRS delayed tax filing season. If you search on that topic, folks, okay, here we get an article from New York Post coming up that feds may delay tax filing deadline because of coronavirus. And here's the, when you open that link in a new tab, here it is, folks. And it says feds may delay the tax filing season because of coronavirus. And that was as of March 11th. 2020. So, of course, the situation and change, you know, that's, so they're probably going to do something like that if you are required to file up income tax, right? They just give you a break. What they did is they said if you're required to file and you can file but don't pay all of it, they give you $1 million wait break. You can wait and don't give the money for a month, for 3 months, 90 days, from April 15th to May, June, July 15th to pay the IRS anything, okay? If you owe the IRS anything, okay? Now, what we're going to do is look at this issue more closely, okay? To get the answers you want. Are you required to file a tax return by April 15th or a later date? Let's get that answer from the government's own website. That's the best source, okay? So here we are, folks. We're going to go to online and go with me, folks. Type it on your search engine. You can do this all on your own. 26USCHouse.gov. 26USCHouse.gov. Because I'm going to look for Category 26. That's what this is. Of the United States Code. That's what USC stands for. United States Code. That's federal laws. The federal laws. And then after that, and that with space and House.gov, you will the official version published of the federal laws by the United States House of Representatives. Okay, so when I did that, put that search in there, Here we go. The second one is OLRC Home, Office of Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. Okay, so you open that link in the new tab, folks, and here it is. U.S. House of Representatives. On the top left is their logo. On the top center, Office of the Law Revision Council, United States Code. And it says right below it that the United States Code is a consolidation and codification, which means categorization by subject matter, of the general and permanent laws of the United States. So by category, they put it all in there for you to easily find the category that you are interested in, okay? So it is prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council. Those are lawyers of the United States House of Representatives. So Congress hires lawyers that are well-trained in law to properly put this up online for anybody to read, okay? So here it is. If you get to browse the United States Code, you see, for example, Title 1 is on general provisions. For example, look at Title 2 is Congress, Title 3 is President. Go down. Title 7 is on agriculture, right? Title 12 is in banks and banking, for example. Okay, now look at that. Copyrights is Title 17. And you go down to Title 26. There it is, folks. The Internal Revenue Code. If you click on the minus sign left of Title 26, okay, that will open it up to show the parts within Title 26 that it is made up of. And here we go down. It opens it up. We go back down. Oops. Oh, here. It was already open. Title 26. Let's go do that. Okay. Oh, so on the right side, click on. Oh, here we go. It was already open. Subtitle A, income taxes. Right. Subtitle B, estate and gift taxes. And look down, folks, as you go on all the way through Title K. Okay. So there's. Look at the subtitle F is my favorite one. Of these parts, okay? Just so you know, subtitle F has the definitions in there, okay, and other key stuff. But let's go back to income taxes, folks. Subtitle A, right? Well, within a subtitle A, folks, if you open that up, click on that, you're going to see, again, more breakdown of this, you know, Chapter 1, normal tax and certain taxes. But, you know, you do that, open it up again, you can go more breakdown of these chapters, okay? So, determination of liability, subchapter A, section 61 to 280, right? Computation of taxable income, right? So, let's see what taxable income is, right? That's the first thing you all need to know. Do you have the taxable income that requires you to have the requirement to file by April 15th or later this year? Let's go look at that issue right here from the horse's mouth now, okay? So I'm going to go look up Section 63, taxable income. I typed it in here, 26 USC 61, house.gov. You can duplicate that yourself on your home computer or smartphone like I did. And you search it, and here it is, Section 61, Gross Income Defined, comes up. Open that link in a new tab, and here it is, folks, 26 U.S.C. Section 61, Gross Income Defined, right, from the Internal Revenue Code, Subtitle A, Income Taxes, right? And here is Part 1, Definition of Gross Income, Adjusted Gross Income, and Taxable Income. It's all here in this subchapter B. And it says Section 61 Gross Income definition is gross income means all income, okay, from whatever source, including but not limited to the following items. Well, there is, folks. It doesn't say gross income is whatever comes in the door, whatever goes in your pocket. It's very specific things that it is. And you go down, you see 14 different paragraphs. It lists, for example, dividends and royalties. It lists other things like fees and even fringe benefits. Now, I want to ask you now, on this list, what is glaringly absent? What is not in this list that should be? This is not a trick question. Just look at the list once again. What's not there, right? What's not there is wages and salaries. That's right. It's not there because it was never intended to be there. Wow. Look at that. Well, is that the way it's supposed to be? Is that unbelievable or what? How come wages and salaries, the biggest item of regular income that most Americans receive, why is it not in there? I mean, the average American files of income tax, most of them are wage earners. Here, I made small free to all, treat better, CDAW. How come it's not there? Fringe benefits are there. Very few Americans make a living off fringe benefits or royalties or dividends that Congress thought and took the time to list all that. Okay? And let me show you something else, folks. Look at me. This is the Internal Revenue Code, all the federal tax laws of the federal government. Look at that. Toilet paper, thin paper. Tiny letters, fonts. Right? It almost will tear if I'm not careful. This is my copy. Tiny words. Over 10,000 sections and over 100,000 sections. In this one code section that we're talking about, where is wages and salaries? Well, folks, the answer is simply not there. Well, you say, well, come on, my job, they withhold money from my paycheck, and they want me to file income tax return to get the money back. They do that because there's a law that obviously requires my employer to withhold from my paycheck, then I have to file to get some of that money back, right? Well, let's take a look at this thing a little bit closer again, okay? We're going to go online, and we're going to look up this court case, okay? It's a U.S. Supreme Court case. You can do it just like me of Meese versus King. Okay, M-E-E-S-E space V period King. Put that search on that, folks. You see, just like me, you're getting it. It's very easy to look up court cases. And here it is, folks. You know, Meese versus King comes up. By the way, after I put in 1987, it's a 1987 U.S. Supreme Court case. Okay, here we go. I like this. Okay, here the answer came. You can open that link, answer in the first one that comes up. Open that link in a new tab. Supreme Court of the United States of America. Okay. Hey, man, well, hold on. I got the wrong one. You want to get U.S. Supreme Court, not the that boy, U.S. Supreme Court. Okay. There we go. I misspelled it. Mrs. Keene. I apologize. K-E-E-N-E. I misspelled the court case. That's why it didn't come up right the first time. Here it is. We can open that link in a new tab. And now when you open it up, it gives you the syllabus, which is a summary of the case, as you see on the top left. Go on and click on the case. And you're going to get the whole court case. You see right there, it's the U.S. Supreme Court, right? And this decision was made in 1987. I'm going to take it down to page 484 of this case, okay? 484 of this case, folks, is going to give you an amazing answer about how to read these laws I just showed you and understand them correctly. Folks, as you can see, these court cases sometimes are very long. You have to scroll down quite a bit. So that's fine. Scroll down till you get there. Here we are to the part that I wanted to bring to your attention. Here's what the court says. letter by letter. It is axiomatic, which means self-evident, obvious, that the statutory definition, that means a definition by law, okay, that's what statute means, law. Law made by legislatures are called statutes. So a statutory definition means a statute made by a legislation into law. So legislature define things the way they want. Congress of the United States to define things their own way, right? That's what he's talking about. So it says it is obvious that the definition in the law of the term, of any term, any word, excludes unstated meanings of that term. So what's not there is simply not there. Whoa, that's big, folks. This is a U.S. Supreme Court confirming for us that wages are not listed as under gross income in the Internal Revenue Code. It was not meant to be there. Congress decided not to have it there. And the Supreme Court continues by saying, as judges, also as Americans, it is our duty to construe, which means interpret, or understand legislation as it is written, not as it might be read by a layman or as it might be understood by someone who has not even read it, like you. You are the average person, layman, not an attorney or lawyer. So your definition, an average American definition of these terms, do not matter. What's put in the law explicitly by Congress, that what matters, as it is written. And if something's not listed there, it's not there. It's obvious that definition of something that's restricted to this, the other stuff that could be in there, all the stuff that could be in there, they are in there. That's big. Now, I'm going to show you even more about the intent of Congress not to tax your wages, not to max those salaries. Okay? We're going to go back to the law that was, let me read it, Section 61. Section 61, folks, if you go down to history of this, go down, you see all this blues writing stuff? That's the previous versions of the law. That's what this stuff is. Look at that. Last revision of this was December 22, 2017. You see it goes on and off. You could click on that thing, okay, on that. It'll take you, brings you the law that December 2017, okay? So we're going to go back first and show you this law in 1954, okay? You look at the 1954 version, right? We're going to click on that, and we see 1954 version of the law. Computation of taxable income, definition of gross income. If you go down to this thing, gross income defined, look now at line number 8. Alimony and separate maintenance payments used to be there since 1954. Alimony and separate maintenance payments were specifically listed as taxable. Right? Now, you go to the current law and you see, oh, it's not there. Alimony and separate maintenance payment is no longer there under IRS Code Section 61, gross income defined. What happened? Congress took it out in 2017, December 22nd, 2017. And here it is, folks. Here's the law in December 22, 2017, right? Right there on the top center, you see that? You go down, right, to read more about it, or as it says, okay? So, look, we got a corresponding repeal of provisions providing for inclusion of alimony in gross income. Right here, you see that stuff? Next, this area I just read, where my mouse moves, on the right of that, I just read that. When you go to next line to A, what does it say here? Subsection A of Section 61 is amended by striking paragraph 8. They took out paragraph 8. What was that paragraph 8 before? Let's go back. This is 1954. Law was alimony and separate maintenance payments was taken out. And that's why when we look at the law today, a paragraph 8 is no longer alimony and separate maintenance payments. It's annuities. It jumps to annuities, right? Let's go see. Bam. The law today goes to from 8 has now become annuities. Right? There it is, folks. So the same way Congress could have taxed and did tax alimony and they chose to take it out, they knew about it. You cannot say today that, well, alimony was, you know, is taxed right now because Congress took it out specifically. By the same token, Congress deliberately never included wages and salaries in definition of gross income under Internal Revenue Code Section 61. So you, the American people, you pay an income tax. I just showed you the income tax is a big lie and a fraud. Your employer has been duped into forcing you, coercing you, twisting your arm to fill out the W-4 form to allow money being stolen from your paycheck to give it to the IRS. And now you're forced to file a 1040 confession form to get some of that money back. That's why you're filing. That's why most of you watching this are filing a 1040 income tax confession form, worried about is it April 15th or not, because you want to get some of that money back, hopefully. But there's no law requiring you to do so. Not for wage earners. Not for salaried people. Right? Now I'm going to take you to deception that's been going on even deeper for you. Folks, you just took the red pill. And the rabbit hole is going to go get deeper now. Okay? We're going to go together now and look up the Internal Revenue Code, the tax laws, a little bit deeper. Let's go look up here now, 26 U.S.C. 7701 spacehouse.gov, right? You can do just like me. It comes up, definitions. Let's open that link in a new tab, folks. Definitions are critical, as we're seeing, right? They are very important definitions, aren't they? Yes. Okay. Because as we're seeing, you know, if you don't understand the definitions, you could be way off. And definitions are very explicitly made the way Congress wants them to be. Not the way you do it, not the way I do it, but the way that Congress says we should be doing it, right? So pay very close attention. That's a very important issue. So we're going to go down to Section 7701. Here it is, folks. Definitions. When used in this title, what title? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws. Okay? They define terms like person. Wow. You know, the term person doesn't really need to be defined. Isn't that everybody? Right? Person means everybody, everything. Nope. Congress specifically wanted to define it, and they did. How about if you go look up partnership or partner? Has a specific definition. Let's go down a little bit longer and look at terms like husband and wife. Look at that. in 17A17. Do you have to define that? Well, according to government, you do. They want to define it very specifically. How about number 19, domestic building and loan association? Look at this domestic building and loan association has a very long, detailed, specific definition. Woo, look at that, man. So Congress wants to define things exactly and accurately, right? So let me ask you, folks. Do you live in the United States, right? Do you live in a state? You say, of course I do. I live in Texas. I live in Florida. Florida's a state. Texas is a state. And, of course, Texas and Florida are part of the United States, right? Well, when it comes to tax law, does that work the same way? Let's find out. I think you might find the answer very interesting. Let's go back up, folks, on the section 7701 definitions, right? Let's go down to A9 and A10, United States and states and state are defined. Let me zoom in a little bit more because this is so important that you read this clearly. It blows me away every time I come across it. Here it is, folks. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, well, that is the sense that matters. What land area covers, what geography, right? So that's key. In a geographical sense, which is what we all want to know, it includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Huh. Funny, they have to mention the District of Columbia, a 10-mile square seat of the federal government. Why is that such a big deal to be mentioned? Yet New York, California, Texas, none of the 50 states are listed specifically. Neither is Puerto Rico, American Samoa. None of those are listed. But maybe the word states here, that's the key word we found, Texas, New York, and Florida in here. Well, let's look at the term state. The term state here, it says, shall be construed to include the District of Columbia, where such construction is necessary to carry out provisions of this title. Yes, such construction or understanding or interpretation is necessary. Yes. And what? It includes the District of Columbia. Huh. So it's only D.C. And remember, folks, what did we read from the U.S. Supreme Court in Meese versus King? Right? It says, let me refresh you, it is axiomatic, self-evident, that the statutory definition, legal definition, of the term, like state or United States, excludes the unstated meanings of that term. It does not include New York, California, Texas, right? And remember, again, as judges and as Americans, it is our duty to construe, understand laws, legislation, as it is written. That's how it is written. Okay? So if you go back again to what we are reading, here it is, section 7701, A9 and 10. The state means only District of Columbia. Wow. Pretty amazing, my friends, huh? This U.S. Supreme Court said it clearly. The 50 states are not included. Now, some of you are still not satisfied. You say, Payman, you're blowing me away with this stuff. I cannot believe this. This is incredible. Congress can mention the word 50 states if they want to. Why don't they? Well, they do. I will show you that they do. When they can and want to tax people or things or activities in the 50 states. Okay, let's go online again. I'm going to look up this code section. Let's look up 26 USC space 4612, section 4612, and then put house.gov after that. Okay? Here comes the answer in definitions and special rules. Let's open that link in a new tab, right? Here it is, folks, 26 definitions and special rules, okay, from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, miscellaneous taxes, environmental taxes, tax on petroleum or oil, right? Let's go down, and what does it say, okay? Definition of special rules. Okay, so it says, A, for the purposes of this subchapter, what is the subchapter? Okay, what? Oh, subchapter 8, tax on petroleum, on oil, right? Let's go back down. Okay, and they define the term crude oil includes crude condensates and natural gasoline. Okay, fine. That's fine with me. Makes sense. The term petroleum products includes crude oil. Okay, see, very specific. You may think obvious things don't need to be defined, but they do it, okay? Just to make sure it's clear. No misunderstanding. Let's go down. Oh, how about the United States? Oh, look at that. United States is defined. Let's, in 4A, the term United States means the 50 states. Would you look at that? 50 states is specifically mentioned. Oh, and so is the District of Columbia. Oh, and on top of that, they even bother and mention the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. And there's more. Any possession of the United States, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and the Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands. I bet you almost none of you knew that the Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands even existed. Not even 1% of you knew such territory existed, but it was listed here along with the 50 states. Congress can and does list 50 states when it wants to, right? It's stated in there. It is clearly stated in there, right? So when in Internal Revenue Code, this whole thing, United States and state, whatever you read it, applies to it geographically, this whole thing, this whole book, applies to Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, in different chapters or subchapters. They can define it specific ways, like for oil, it could be, it is the 50 states, D.C., Puerto Rico, any possession of the United States, right? And you thought the law applied to you, right? It's going to get better now. The rabbit hole is going to get deeper, folks. Can you handle it? Are you able to handle the truth? Well, let's see. I'm going to give you more. What kind of a citizen are you? Are you Canadian, Mexican, or are you a United States citizen? Where are you? Where are you from? You say, well, I'm, of course, a U.S. citizen. Well, you live in California, Texas, New York. You are a U.S. citizen, right? Well, let's see what the tax law has to say about that. When it comes to tax law, are you a United States citizen? We shall see. Let's go back, folks. We're going to go back to section 7701. Remember definitions we talked about, right? Okay. Section. We're going to go back on here. There's definitions again, folks. We're going to go down, look at the term United States citizen, right? Does that include somebody from California, from New York, from Florida? Folks, look at these, all these details. Definitions, but there's also one for United States person. There it is, A30, United States person. You're saying, oh, I'm a United States person. Yep. Well, the term United States person means a citizen or resident of the United States. You must be a citizen or resident of the United States. But we just discovered that the United States is only Washington, D.C., not the 50 states. Right? Because remember, in right here 7701, what does it say? When used in this title, what title, folks, are we talking about? Title 26, the entire Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws. Pretty amazing, huh? You didn't realize that you are not a United States person. Not according to tax law, the way it is written. So, I mean, who's supposed to pay the income tax? Japanese? Someone from Egypt? No. It is supposed to apply, you think, to Americans. To United States person, right? It also adds in there a domestic partnership. A domestic corporation. Well, let's look at that. That's funny. They have to use the word domestic and partnership. What does that mean? Let's go back up, folks. We're going to look up the word domestic. It's defined. Believe it or not, the term domestic is defined, right? Okay. Oh, look at that. The word domestic. The term domestic, when applied to a corporation or a partnership, means created or organized in the United States, which means Washington, D.C., or under the laws of the United States, which means Washington, D.C., or of any state, which means Washington, D.C. Wow. That's all Washington, D.C., unless specifically shown to be otherwise. You have doubts about this? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you one more Supreme Court case. I'm going to end this and get to your question answers, my friend. Ready? Get ready. We'll look up this other Supreme Court case, folks, called Gould versus Gould. G-O-U-L-D space V period space G-O-U-L-D. Okay? And you can, you know, type in 1917 afterwards if you want. It's a U.S. Supreme Court from 1917. Here it comes up. Okay? Look it up. Click open that link in a new tab, folks. And here it is, folks. Right? Gould versus Gould, 1917 case. Right? And from U.S. Supreme Court, right there. Now, here is the syllabus of the case, a summary. Let's go to the case itself, okay? And click on case. We're going to get what the unanimous Supreme Court says, right? Okay? It's a unanimous decision of the Supreme Court, by the way. Let's make that very clear. It's very well known, okay? Let's go down, and this one paragraph ends it all. Okay, here it is, folks. In the interpretation, which means understanding of statutes, which means laws, levying, which means imposing taxes, and understanding laws that impose taxes, it is the established rule, well known, folks, well known, not to extend their provisions. Provisions of what, folks? Of the tax laws by implication. There is no implying that it's got to be there. It must be there. All my life I believe this. All my life I've seen it. All my jobs that withheld from my paycheck. All my years and decades I filed the paid income tax. But I showed you there is no law requiring you to file income tax by April 15th. There is no taxing by application beyond the clear import of the language used.
Yelmo, the language of the law specifically and clearly shows,
or to enlarge their operations, again, enlarge operation of the tax laws, so as to embrace or include matters not specifically pointed out.
You cannot interpret a law to embrace or include things that are not specifically listed.
Got it? If it's specifically not there, it's not there.
It's got to be specifically tax laws must be very clear to who and what it applies to. This is unanimous. U.S. Supreme Court saying it's a well-established rule. It gets better now. If you have any doubts, read this. And the court says, in case of doubt, they, that means the tax laws, are construed or interpreted most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. That's it, folks. An open and shut case. You've been lied to and deceived. You don't have to file a tax return by April 15th or any time here in 2020. You never did. But the corrupt bankers, corporations, the media they own for over 70 years have deceived you. It's fine and paying income tax you never owed to make a tax slave out of you, to milk you, so they can give special benefits to their corporations and bankers and their buddies and favors and all in this Internal Revenue Code. Yeah, you're just a tax slave. That's it. Just pay your fair share. That's what they want. Pay your fair share of slavery. Otherwise, everybody else has to wholehearted. Folks, let me tell you something. The federal government was never meant to become this huge. We don't need the federal government this big. We don't need, the roads are paid by local taxes, like DMV taxes, your property taxes, you pay to a local county or state. That's how roads are maintained. Hospitals are also provided by county and state governments. Schools are paid by your local property tax and other sales or DMV taxes, stuff like that. Police, again, by local taxes, sales tax, DMV taxes, property tax. Not the federal income tax. And America spends more on military than all the next nine nations in the world combined. More than England, France, Germany, Russia, China combined. We don't need this huge, monstrous empire to go murder millions of Iraqis, Libyans, Syrians, all over the world. This empire America has become, aggressive, illegal terrorist organization to terrorize there. And the NSA is now spying on you illegally. All your cell phone records, all your emails, all your, wherever you go on your cell, smartphone, you drive around, is tracked and controlled and stored illegally by the federal government with your money. And you have no legal, constitutional, moral, ethical, or conscientious duty to pay for your own destruction. That's what the U.S. government has become. They deceived us because we couldn't see these things, these laws, on the internet. Way back in 1930s, when it started deception, federal laws were not easy. There was no internet. You had to get federal law books, and they were hard to find. Very few law libraries had them. Very few lawyers and judges had them. Because federal law area is very small. State law handled everything. America's 50 countries in a union. California is its own country. So is Texas, Florida, and New York.
They have their own legislatures and governor and the court system, three branches. So when they use the word United States, they didn't tell you. They didn't apply to you. That applied only to Washington, D.C. They didn't tell you when the men mentioned United States person, it was not you. It meant someone that is from D.C., lives or resides, or citizen of D.C. They didn't tell you that stuff. And we just patriotically, loyally paid our fair share to support our government, especially in the World War II. That's how it started. We were deceived into World War II and become slaves. So you can stop, folks. Stop paying for your destruction. So, what do we do? What do you do, folks? Watch this video again. Because I just blew a head gasket off your head, huh? This, you took the red pill of lies. You find out it's been the taxes you pay. You've been lied to. So watch it again. Review it. Make sure you get it. Watch Fear Muscle's other seminars on YouTube. Okay, on YouTube.com, type in Freedom Law School. Our channel will come up. Subscribe to Freedom Law School YouTube channel, okay, so you get this material. Also, what you want to do, folks, is go to Freedom Law School's website, okay, at livefreenow.org. There it is, folks, our website. Since 1996, been around, folks. You're just discovering the truth about the Irish lies, fraud, and beat the Irish deep state, which has enslaved you, these thieves. What you want to do is come down here and sign up and receive your free freedom education package now to be sent to you by U.S. mail. $5 cost to Freedom Law School, free to you. And you're going to sign up and get these several material, education material for free. All these lessons you see here on the left side. Just fill up this information there, and then click on Yes, I Want Free Freedom Education, and you're going to get the material mailed to you at no charge. LiveFreedom.org. You want to find our YouTube channel. Another shortcut is go to Freedom Hour link. Click on that, and then go down, click on YouTube. You see right there on that page, and it takes you to our YouTube channel videos, folks. Okay, it's there. You're also going to find a lot under Education Materials tab of our website. Education Materials tab. Go to Eye Opening Education first. Then it comes to Actually Work and More, folks, to really start freeing yourself of lies and tyranny. And then you share it. You share the truth with your family members, your spouse, your brother, sister, children, parents. All of them, your best friends, your coworkers, on Facebook, on social media. Get it out there, folks. Let your love of truth be your guide. Don't let their fear and deception to control you. Don't do that to yourself, folks. Don't let their fear they put on you about, oh, IRS is a powerful agency. It's a bunch of baloney. They're not as powerful as they want you to believe they are. I'll cover that another time. I'll cover that issue. Let your love of the truth, my friend, let that be your guide. Share this with other people, folks. Give them an opportunity to discover the great news you discovered, my friends. Okay? Now, I'm going to go to some of the questions and comments you have on YouTube, folks. Okay, let's see. let's see what comments you have. Comments we have on there. Paul, your helper, says it's interesting. Well, I'm glad you found it interesting, my friend. And then we have Barton Hannah. Oh, by the way, let's put it on the screen, James. The number to call for lot question. I will answer your questions free of charge tonight. Okay? I charge normally $600 an hour for my time because I'm a very busy guy. $300 the first hour. But here tonight, you get to get your questions answered for free. So call the number you see on your screen, 657-383-1755. And if you have questions, be sure to press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let us know that you have a question, and we will call on you to get you ask your question and have it be answered for you. So the numbers on your screen, again, 657-383-1755, and press 1 if you have questions. So let's go to some of the questions. Feliciano brings up the Buckhead. Feliciano, don't go to Buckhead, sweetie. The Buckhead doesn't have anything to do with this stuff. Don't make it complex with other stuff. You don't even need to go there, okay? The Buckhead is one of those things that's taken out of context too often by patriots out there. Now, Barton says, read the book, Cracking the Code. Yes, it's a great book. I agree. It's a very good book, one of the best books on the topic. And yeah, Pete Henningsen is a friend of mine. He's done a lot of good work. It's got a lot of good stuff. Let's see. Now, Feliciano says the law applies to U.S. citizens, not Americans. Exactly, my friend. You got that right. You got it right. Okay. And however, Feliciano, you say California state is not state of California. Look, those things don't matter. The whole big S state, small S state, big C for California, small C for California, those things don't matter, okay? Okay, let's stay focused on what you can document, okay? Let's see. Now, Terrence says, I've read Cracking the Code. Payment has students who zero filed and then had the IRS come after them for it. Well, Terrence, that is not true. I do not recommend people file zero returns in the first place. For them to do it and not get in trouble, I never suggest that in the first place. Erwin Schiff is the guy that recommended that. Lynn Meredith did that. Other people did that. That was about 20 years ago. Okay? So do your homework, my friend. Okay? Now, people come to me, they've done zero returns, and I try to help them with that situation. But I don't recommend people doing that. Okay? Let's see some other comments. House of Nathan says, I was led to believe that 1040 was for the decedent estate. Well, I'm sorry, my friend. You were misled. Many people are misled. I was misled. Okay? So we learn, right? You're learning now. Okay. So Feliciano mentions a common thing that's said in the Freedom Movement, that is 100% of all federal tax goes to pay interest of the U.S. Grace Commission report. Wrong, Feliciano. I remember 1980. I was going to college when that came out and discussed in the early 80s. I was taking my economics classes at California State University in Long Beach. What happened is the Grace Commission was to help cut government spending. And Mr. Grace was a billionaire businessman to show how much borrowing hurts U.S. government, you know, and indebts our future children. He said that the amount of the debt on the interest on the federal debt is so large that if you add all the personal income taxes, that equals the interest on the federal debt. So he was saying a metaphor that basically you could look at it, that all the personal income taxes are going to pay the federal debt before any money is available for America. But the money does not go there directly. The money comes into U.S. Treasury in a general fund, along with all the other federal taxes, mixed up. Then they go to pay welfare, food stamps, military, interest on the debt. But patriots who have not done their homework take this stuff out of context. So thanks for bringing up so I can correct that. Okay. So Terrence says Schedule D allows you, let's see, Let me see. What was that comment? Okay, hold on. Where's Terrence D? Your comment went away, I think, my friend. Okay. All right. What are your thoughts on the coronavirus? I'm being asked from the Russian Brothers production. Are you doing anything to prepare? Okay. You ask, I'll give you the answer. I'm going to go to my screen and show you. The best source on this stuff is John Rappaport. He's been for decades exposing as a journalist, real investigative journalist, the pharmaceutical drug cartel, nonsense, lies, and shenanigans. For decades, like Freedom Law School. So the site you want to go to is, write this down, nomorefakenews.com. Nomorefakenews.com. There it is. That picture, John Rappaport, is probably 20 years old. Okay. Nomorefakenews.com. Okay. And there it is. He exposes all his lies. Okay. For example, Corona Bologna, Italy, the truth begins to leak out, folks. Okay. So, folks, you can right click on that, open that link, you know, and what does it say? Check this out, folks. This is March 17, 2020. Okay. The government of Italy, as everyone knows, has locked down the whole country, 60 million people. So, how many Italians have died from the coronavirus? Even by the standards of the useless and misleading diagnostic tests. Ready, folks? As far as the Italian Higher Institute of Health knows, at this point, maybe two. Maybe two. Try to wrap your head around that. Good luck. Okay? So here it is, folks. The president of the Italian Higher Institute has some smarts. He understands the people who already have other serious health conditions, which have nothing to do with the coronavirus, can and do die from those other conditions, regardless of the fact that they've tested positive on the useless test for coronavirus. He gets it. Okay? Okay? So, folks, here's what it says. Okay? Okay? Grip your teeth now and plow to the peace from Rome, 13 March 2020. Agenzia Nuova Coronavirus, ISS, Italian National Institute of Health in Italy, where there are only two deaths ascertained so far to date to coronavirus. Okay? Here is a quote. There may be only two people who died from coronavirus in Italy who did not present other pathologies, other sicknesses, illnesses that really killed them. Okay? And it says, positive deceased patients have an average of over 80 years, 80.3 to be exact, of age. The majority of these people are carriers of chronic diseases. Only two people who are not presently carriers of other non-coronavirus diseases. Okay? So, folks, you got the answer to that question. So, anybody have any more questions? Call the number we're going to put on your screen. Area code 657-383-1755. 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you have questions about this or any other freedom topic. Okay. Let's go to some of the other questions that we have. Okay. Let's see. Miranda says, I used your income tax withholding document, you mean letter to congressman, and I'm being ignored. What next? Go up the chain of the corporation. Folks, I cannot help the fact that you work for a major corporation, perhaps, and the clerk of the payroll clerk ignores you. She says, I'm doing what I'm told to do. That's it. Go to the manager of that clerk on how to stop income tax withholding by following the law as written, like I showed you. And the manager says, no, I'm going to do what I've done all these decades.
And you got to keep going up the ladder all the way up to the tax lawyer of the corporation if necessary to get someone with intelligence and ability to think and willingness to think to look at this stuff. All right? So it's not me, folks. The laws are right there. It's the fact that they've been deceived in a matrix of lies, my friend. Okay? Just got to go up the chain. Okay? So help you do that. All right. Well, I think that's it, folks. I answered all the questions and comments that we have on YouTube that needs to be discussed or responded to. Folks, remember livefreenow.org. I found the Freedom Law School in 1996 at age of 30. How old was I? 33. To help you learn about freedom, law, and your rights. I had to go to a law library and get this stuff photocopied to show people. Now, it's free for everybody to see. Take advantage of it, folks. Go to livefreenow.org, sign up for the free information package, folks. And our education material there, I got courses there. Also, if you want Freedom Law School to defend you, get the IRS off your back, I got freedom packages that everything will be done for you. In fact, I think I'm going to see you this, you will like this one, okay? Okay, check this out, folks. One thing you may want to do is at livefreenow.org, folks. I'm going to tell you real quick, because some of you don't know about it. Under course packages, go down to Freedom Opportunity Plan, folks. And this, basically, you can read about it on your own. I don't have time to get into it. You can prosper. You can refer Freedom Law School to people and get paid up to $4,000 per person cash. Mail to you by priority mail, U.S. mail, by referring people to Freedom Law School. So go read about this in more detail. Folks, Freedom Law School will do everything for you and give you $4,000 per referral cash. So you can start your way to freedom and prosperity. Read about it. The options are available to you right here on this page. Okay? So I'm going to go to your questions now. We have Pete calls from area code 818-281-407. Okay? Let's take your questions one person at a time. Call from area code 818, my friend. Okay? Tell me, what is your first name? Not last name for privacy, no last name. Okay? And tell me, do you have Freedom Law School's Freedom Education Package or not? Go ahead, my friend. What is your first name?
Yes. Yes, that's all. Can you hear me?
Yes, except you're a little bit loud. I need to turn my volume down, guys. Turn the volume down for me. Yes. Yes, I hear you.
Okay. I just want to clear. This is Terrence Monroe. And I want to.
Hold on. Your connection is not good. I don't hear you. You cut out a lot. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. I'll call some other time. Thank you. Okay. It's not good. Yeah.
Yeah. Call. Use a landline. Use a landline to call back. Just call out using a landline, or sometimes cell phones in good locations work well, but internet lines often don't work well. VoIP sometimes not so well. So try to use a good landline call back. I'll be happy to answer your question. Okay. Let's go to another caller from area code. Which other numbers we got? Area code 281. Call from area code 281. What is your first name, my friend?
My connection is kind of choppy with hearing you, but I'll do the best I can. Can you hear me okay?
Your voice is also choppy as well, I'm afraid. I'm going to ask you.
I'm just going to give advice to people. Don't switch from AT&T to Comcast. I don't think they have as good a phone service. I just had a quick question.
Hold on. I don't hear you very well. I'm sorry. I don't hear you. Your phone also cuts out a lot also. Please use a landline or maybe a cell phone at a.
I'm calling from a landline.
This is a landline?
It's a landline. Okay.
Then talk slower
to the receiver
so that I can hear you better. Go ahead. What is your first name, first of all?
Okay. I recently got a letter from the IRS saying I'm in Texas, and they said I owe them over $11,000. I haven't paid taxes since 2003 when I heard, you know.
It depends.
It depends.
I cannot rule out the, it depends. I have ruled out the possibility, you know. It depends.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about specifically the situation to tell you that. It's possible that they could take it now, even possibly. So, it possibly. I got to look at the facts of your situation, your house, your corporation, and other things related that you have now told me. I need to discuss that with you, that I can give you a correct analysis and solution.
You know, it's real. I really can hardly hear what you're saying. I just heard you say it's possible. This phone's breaking up a lot.
It is possible, yes.
Okay.
So what you may want to do, I'm going to show you on my screen, look, what you probably want to do is to go to our website at livefreenow.org and go to Get Help Now. They click on Get Help Now, and here it tells you I'm here to help you, okay?
Okay.
To prepare and plan. From this IRS situation you got, your concerns, you worry about them taking your money, you know, no problem. I can help you, but I got to get more details from you on how
to answer you. I had a consultation with you before in the past for about an hour, and I wrote the government a letter a while back.
Then you know our procedures then, that you may need a follow-up consultation. That's fine. You can do a follow-up consultation. I'd be happy to assist you.
Uh-huh. Okay. I talked to the secretary earlier today. She was very nice. Okay, I'll give you all a call tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to another caller from area code 407. Tell me your first name, my friend. Tell me if you ask and receive our free Freedom Education package and your question. Yes, sir. What's your name?
Hi, Pamela. This is Paul.
Yes, Paul. And how may I help?
Anyone argued in tax court about the citizenship you just went over tonight, Title 26, that they're not a citizen of Washington, D.C., and therefore not required to file and pay? Have they ever argued that successfully?
I don't know. I mean, tax court hears thousands of cases per year for the last 80 plus year. How would I know if somebody argued that or not? Somebody may have. I don't know. I don't know, honestly. That's the honest answer.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. There exists a judicial conspiracy to protect and preserve the federal income tax by the lawyers in the U.S. Department of Injustice. Aligned with lower court judges, district court and tax court judges, and the federal courts of appeal, who have since World War II imposed the income tax on the American people in violation of the law as written by Congress. They are the deep state. Somebody probably has argued that. They ignored them. They simply labeled his argument as frivolous. That's how they get to ignore you. By labeling it frivolous and don't even address it. But specific cases, I cannot really tell you about that specifically. What do you ask?
I thought if I ever was called into court again, I would try that argument.
Well, now that you know there exists a judicial conspiracy to protect and preserve the income tax, which means no government paid by its judge will ever rule the income tax is a fraud on the American people, because it'll expose the fact that the whole scam has been going on with the complicity and active involvement and participation of the judges themselves, who are supposed to uphold the Constitution and laws, and they become enemy of the U.S. Constitution and laws. They're the judges, so they're not going to do that. So I would not use it. I use technicalities. Procedures is the best way to go. Okay? That's what Freedom Law School does. Even though these things are true,
if you bring them up in court, the judge will probably rule against you, label you frivolous. So I use them to talk to people you work with, for your employer, third parties. When it goes to court, that doesn't work. Folks, IRS has fallen of its own weight. They have not updated their computers since 1980s. They're still running on COBOL. They haven't updated their computer system. They can't do it now. It's too late. Too many computer language generations has passed. Nobody even studies COBOL anymore to know how to do something about the system that's breaking down of its own weight. U.S. government will be forced to start taxing imports some other way of bringing revenue and cut spending. Okay, so stop filing paying income tax by following the law. Write your Congress, okay? Let me tell you about it. That's important, that what you want to do instead is write Congress about these things. If you go to Freedom Law School's Education Materials tab at livefreenow.org and go to Educate Congress tab. At Educate Congress tab, you click on that. Here is what you should do. Also, write your congressman. By doing so, you are taking political action to educate these guys to uphold their oaths to defend the U.S. Constitution that they all take. Okay? Not only that, but also it gives you protection from the government want to come after you, put you in jail because you've done your homework and confronting Congress, all through a congressman about this issue. So I recommend that's what you do, my friend. Does that help you, Paul?
Yes, Pete. And I appreciate your call each week. You do an excellent job of educating us on not only the Constitution, but the Title 26 law.
You're welcome, my friend. Thank you for asking, bringing up these questions. All right, folks, any other questions, guys? That's it. Check one more time. Anybody have any commentaries on YouTube to respond to? I will answer your questions there. Now, let's see what other questions we have. Somebody says that Justice Department is a private corporation. Well, that's not true, my friend. The U.S. Department of Injustice is part of the U.S. government. If you have proof of that otherwise, show it to me. Show me. I'll believe it. If you have a flying pig in your backyard, I'll believe that too if you show it to me. If you have a chicken that gives milk, I believe you. I will if you show it to me. Okay? All right. All right, folks, we're done for tonight. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me. Have a good time, folks. Have a great time. Share this information. Tax season will be extended somehow or another, so it gives you more time to reach out to other people and educate them about this stuff. What I recommend you could do, by the way, is by going to Freedom Law School website, okay? What you can do is get to, look at this on my screen, get your income tax reward, okay? Ask people to help you get rich quick and collect Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax reward, okay? You can email them this link and this 2-minute video about the income tax reward if you want to, okay? Let them read about it, okay? Tell them, I need the money badly. Help me collect it. And this reward will be doubled, folks, doubled to $600,000 if you have a government lawyer or judge, okay? Try to get it from, you know, get the money for you or with you. And this page, folks, you can see how this professor of law tried and couldn't make the claim. He lost. So what you do is this, folks. You go to your friends. About you can call us. We'll send you as many of our Freedom Catalogs as you want. Okay? And let me show you our Freedom Catalog. It's beautiful, folks. If you got a Freedom Catalog before, folks, I want you to call us and we'll send you as many of the new beautiful 2020 Freedom Catalog of Freedom Law School. Because on the back page, it says, get rich quick, right? Collect Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax reward up to $600,000. So get these beautiful stuff, okay? Nice, thick, glossy paper.
color, all this stuff. Go to people you know. Tell them, look, I need to catch up on my finances. I'm not doing well. I need to buy a house. Okay, I need to fix my car, whatever. I'm trying to collect this income tax reward from law school. It says if I can find a law that requires the average American like you or me to file for income tax, that will give me $100,000. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do it, but you file for income tax because the law requires you to, right? You'll say, yeah, right? Well, show the law. And we can collect the money together. But do me a favor. Do not bypass me. Do not cheat me, my friend. I found the reward. You find the law. And we go half and half. We split it. Fair enough. Can we shake on that? Offer your hand. Can we shake on that? Not hit up and down on your hand. Yeah, can we shake on that? And shake the hand on that. Now you got them physically, mentally committed to at least look at the issue and not to cheat you. Is that got them involved? Yes. I will send you as many of these as you want, the Freedom Catalogs or Freedom Law School. So go there and have fun. They're going to extend the tax season. Calvary has already done that. 60 days extended in California, franchise tax board, to June 15th. Irish will do the same thing. So it gives you more time to get people to educate themselves about this stuff, folks. And I'll be back with you, folks, next Thursday night with another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Good night, my friends.